First, the observation deck with Gordo, brought to us by McDonald's and Man's Best Friend.
I want to thank all the P1s who came out last night at JR's Steakhouse. We had like a ticket night.
Oh, yeah. How'd
at JR's Steakhouse. Sold out the dining room.
Yeah?
Oh, it was great. There were so many P1s there, and everyone was having a good time. Christmas spirit flowing. I went around and gave out gifts, and it was really neat. We had a lot of fun. I was served. I started to order my steak. You know, they come around, and they ask, what's your order? And I started to say I wanted the tenderloin with jalapeno hollandaise sauce, because I love that. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, no, your steak has already been decided on. JR himself has picked out the steak you're going to have.
Well, how does he know what you like?
And then they brought out this 60-day dry-aged 34-ounce tomahawk chop filet. It was on this bone, okay? It looked like a turkey leg at the state fair. It was so huge.
But that was good.
Oh, so good. And their cheese grits are unbelievable there.
Did you even use a fork? You just pick up the bone and start gnawing on it?
I thought about it. But I looked around the dining room, and no one else was eating with their hands. And surrounded by hot women, Giorgio.
That's creepy.
And their husbands. Just don't worry about that part. That's always a chubby killer, isn't it?
I guess.
What does that phrase mean? All right, the worst. Anyway, thank you to JRs, and thank you to the P1s who came out there last night. It was nice meeting you. Worst high school prank of all time. Have you guys heard about this yet? What happened in Minnesota?
No, I guess not.
All right, Minnesota's Rosemont High School. They had this idea for a prank at their winter pep rally. This happened either yesterday or a week ago. It happened on Thursday.
Pep rally that they hold rooting for winter?
No, they only have a couple pep rallies a year. This was the winter one.
All right.
So they think it's going to be funny. I guess they get their captains all lined up. There was, I don't know why they're captains, because some of them were female. I don't know who all these students were, but they're lined up in the gym in front of all their classmates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like there was probably about 7 or 8 of them.
Okay.
And these students are up in front of their classmates, and they're blindfolded. And they're told, hey, you're going to make out with a classmate. And so they're like, okay.
Make out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
So I don't know if those were the words that were used, but you're going to kiss a classmate. And so these kids are all blindfolded, and they're standing up there, about half of them girls, half of them guys. And so then the people they're going to kiss approaches them, and they start kissing. Now, I'm assuming that they didn't allow tongue. This is a high school event, right? Yeah. But, I mean, they're caressing faces, that sort of thing. Then, when the kiss is finished with, of course, all the crowd's going nuts when they're kissing and all this, right? Then, when the kissing is finished, they take a step back and they pull off their blindfold to reveal that you have been kissing your parent.
Oh, my God.
Fathers kissing daughters and mommies kissing sons.
That's horrific.
Why would they do that?
You've got to see this video. Go to my Twitter feed. My name is Gordon Keith, all one word, on Twitter. And I posted a link to the worst high school prank ever. Watch the video. One mother... The first guy you see is as they pan down the row is a father approaching his daughter and cups her face in both his hands and then moves in for the kiss.
Are the kisses long?
Yeah, these things lasted, 10, 15 seconds.
Oh my God. What's happening?
And then they show one mother took her son's hand and moved it down to her rear.
What?
What kind of school was this?
I don't know. It's just a regular high school up there in Minnesota. And the strange thing is, and I've looked at about 3 or 4 different websites that have posted this and done this story
and read the
comments section. And it's this weird mixture of people who are completely grossed out saying, what are these parents thinking? Because the parents are not blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, what are these parents doing? This is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen, so on and so on. And then the other... third of the comments are, I would say, I don't see what's so wrong about this. You people are way too uptight. I still kiss my parents on the lips.
I still kiss my parents on the lips
and things like that.
That is so disgusting.
Well, it's one thing if you just give your... But to make it lingering?
The way he grabs his daughter's face is so disgusting.
Yeah. And did you see the one mother and son in there fell down on the floor and rolling around on the floor kissing?
Hang on.
Oh my God!
So yeah, like a lot of these commenters are saying, "What? It's just a prank. What do you guys? It's just it's not just a prank.
I can't.
And a lot of people saying, "Hey, I
God,
didn't see."
That's horrible.
A lot of people saying, "Hey, I didn't see any tongue in this. They're not making out." Even if this is closed mouth, I'm giving you that it's just closed mouth. We'll just stipulate it. But it's clearly sexualized kissing.
Oh, my God. My brain's about to explode watching this.
I can't believe it.
And think of all the things Ty's saying.
Yeah, blech. Ty can't handle this, the stuff he watches.
They don't have the video of the kid's reaction?
Well...
Oh, there's what couple here? Okay, at the very end.
Yeah, if you heard, they have a couple of guys that they interview, and one of them asks, you know, who do you think it was you were kissing? And he goes, I don't know, man. Really luscious lips and... Interviewing him in front of all his classmates. You don't think this is therapy worthy?
Oh, that's going to stay with them forever. How can they ever look at their mother the same way?
And now it's online for forever. Yeah. Forever.
Their classmates will make fun of them forever. Some of those kids, I guarantee, will be messed up for the rest of their life.
And there's that one screenshot that a lot of people are using for the news story that's showing the kid who's hunched down with his arms around his mother in that that kiss. And that's going to be his Facebook profile hack picture, and everybody's just going to take that image and it's going to follow him for forever.
And someday these kids are going to have kids, and they're going to go, why are you French kissing grandma?
Well, no, I don't think you're not understanding the story.
What am I understanding?
They're not still going to continue these relationships.
No, but they're going to see that video and they're going to wonder what happened.
Oh, yes, I see what you're saying.
It wouldn't have been that bad if they just wouldn't have been so lingering.
You mean wouldn't have been that bad?
Well, because I see these parents, they just look like, you know, normal Midwest parents. I don't think this.
Whoa.
I think some people are taking a little too far. I'm thinking, sexualizing it. What's wrong?
George, did you see the
mother?
Video?
That's what I said.
Rolling around on the ground?
Right.
The mother grabbing the son's hand and moving it to her ass?
You didn't listen to me. If it had just been a little peck, is what I'm saying. If it's just been a little peck and then they step back, no big deal.
Incest is best.
George!
But yeah, with the rolling around and the fact that they lingered, that's what made it just weird.
Did you see the opening scene of the father grabbing the daughter's face?
Wrong.
I'm very, very sorry that you brought this to our attention. This will haunt me the rest of the day.
Again, it is so troubling.
Again, this is what he does. He icks people out.
What? All right.
No, this is not me.
Thank you, I guess, Gordo. That's the ODEX.